Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I finally saw the latest revival of Ragtime, the well-deserved smash hit at Lincoln Center. Now, rarely have I seen a show that earns multiple standing ovations throughout. Now, Joshua Henry of Hamilton and other shows fame is Cole House Walker here, and he is a key reason for the production's success, maybe initially, though the whole cast is top-notch. Ragtime has had such an unusual, interesting theatrical life, as you think about it. It was first on Broadway in 1998 with big names like Audra McDonald and Brian Stokes Mitchell, and others who became big names like Lea Michele, who was then a little girl. Its next important incarnation, I believe, was as part of City Center's Encore series. Not a ticket could be found for that one. And now this return engagement. Has it ever felt more relevant? I would say no, not just because of the obvious racial issues, but the overall subject of immigration hits hard. Anyway, if you leave without tears in your eyes and throat, well, you're a stronger person than I am. By the way, let's not forget, that's the theatrical version. Don't forget, E.L. Doctorow wrote the book in the 70s called Ragtime. That started it all. Anyway, coming up next for me, Pen Pals, an off-Broadway show with rotating cast, and keeps getting extended over and over, so I'll let you know about that one. Another off-Broadway one called Tri-Step Trip. And yet another, Tartuffe, that one by Molière, of course, starring Matthew Broderick, is at the New York Theater Workshop. I'll be seeing that this weekend. On Broadway, I'll be catching Marjorie Prime, a revival, but one dealing with something pretty contemporary called artificial intelligence. So, a busy week ahead. Now, speaking of encores, New York City Center has announced additional casting for its 2026 series, which includes High Spirits, The Wild Party, and La Cage aux Folles. And now joining the cast of High Spirits, that's the first one going up February 4th, are Rachel Dratch and Campbell Scott, and they're the previously announced husband and wife duo, Philippa Sue and Stephen Pasquale, are in it, as well as Katrina Link, she's a Broadway star, and Andrea Martin. Anyway, that is quite a must-see. Again, that's High Spirits at Encores. And Playwrights Horizon just announced a cast of its world premiere production of Jacob Perkins' The Dinosaurs, also starting February 4th. The cast is pretty incredible for that one, too. It includes the great Kathleen Chalifant and the also great Elizabeth Marvel, who I interviewed this past season. In The Dinosaurs, a group of women share their stories of recovery every week at the same time in the same place. Sounds a little bit like Liberation, you might be thinking. Yes, it does. Anyway, count me in, and I will likely head to the WP Theater on the Upper West Side for one called The Waterfall. That starts January 31st. It deals with womanhood, family, and the American dream. In other words, nothing important. Ha. Now, more on the stage-screen connections we've been talking about. On the movie side, I finally did see Marty Supreme. Now, as a reminder, I first experienced Timothée Chalamet more than a decade ago on a New York stage and predicted we'd be hearing more from him. I believe he had just graduated high school at the time. He's already winning awards for playing Marty, who's a ping pong fanatic. The film is well done, though a little too long, and for me, not a particularly enjoyable one. It's being nominated, though, in the comedy field, though I must say I don't recall one laugh in my audience. Anyway, as I mentioned last time, Hamnet and Frankenstein are other big films filled with and or about the theater world. Many of the great actors, of course, are British, and it seems London, speaking of British, is up for a truly fun season. As you recall, I saw Bryan Cranston there doing Arthur Miller's All My Stunts last month, and now Billy Crudup is opening in the stage version of the 1952 movie High Noon, a film that won 4 Oscars. Now, the stage version was written by Eric Roth, who has his own Oscar, by the way, for Forrest Gump. And Billy Crudup and Denise Goff inherit the roles that were originated on screen by Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly. This one has been in the works almost a decade, but as I've learned, that ain't unusual. Now, book-wise, one I just finished is worth recommending. It's called When Caesar Was King by David Margolyk. He's a fine, fine journalist. Now, you must be a certain age to remember your show of shows. It was Sid on Saturday and Sullivan on Sunday for many of us boomers. This book is so much fun, and what a writer's room on that TV show. Neil Simon, Woody Allen, Carl Reiner, Larry Gilbart, and others. Well, anyway, one year has ended. Another begins. This is when many critics and reporters look back, compile their best and worst list. I obviously saw many, many productions in 2025, most on the East Coast. I still think the aforementioned Audra McDonald in Gypsy was one of the most thrilling recent days I've had at a theater. Of the ones still standing, Oedipus, the cleverly updated version at Studio 54, is definitely getting the best current buzz. And if Leslie Manville does not win the Tony for that, well, I'll retire. I am proud of the fact I sent many folks to maybe happy ending after seeing it early, and John Proctor is the villain. Happy endings, happy ending, of course, was the surprise Tony. And cheers to Cara Young in everything she performs in. I loved Table 17, which was a small off-Broadway piece early in the season. And the actress just won hearts and perhaps upcoming awards as an 8-year-old. Well, she starts at 8, in Gruesome Playground Injuries off-Broadway at the Lucia Lortel. Anyway, overall, I would say it was a strong season. Certainly on Broadway, gave us Art, Operation Mincemeat, Another Godot, Just in Time, in which Jonathan Groff celebrates the life and career of Bobby Darin, and many more. And so I guess ending where I began today, the best show I saw all year was, well, Ragtime. What can I say? Anyway, I hope you'll watch, stream, or read something good, and I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.